Here in the U.S., John Kerry's service in Vietnam is controversial, but in Vietnam's Mekong Delta, where Kerry and his swift boat crew engaged the Viet Cong, few people seem to know much about the controversy or care. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
Vietnam's Cà Mau province is at the southern tip of the country, and this time of year, with the monsoon beginning in earnest, it seems almost entirely submerged. The preferred and fastest way to get from one place to another is by boat. The waterways are the highways down here, villages, many on stilts, lining the rain-swollen, coffee-colored rivers. Gas stations, restaurants, even funeral homes with brightly colored caskets, almost anything is available without ever leaving your boat. Many here earn their living farming shrimp or harvesting crabs that lurk in the roots of the mangroves. Most of those living here and in the rest of the country were born after the war ended, but there are still some who remember that time. One of them is Tran Van Thang, a gnarled 72-year-old who has lived here all his life. Thang is a former guerrilla who fought against the Americans. He lives in a tiny tin roof shack along a small canal just a few miles from the Bay Hop River. The Bay Hop is where the disputed incidents involving then-Lieutenant John Kerry took place. Tran Van Thang doesn't pretend to remember Kerry or his swift boat or the incidents in question, but he remembers when the American boats did come. More often than not, he says, the Viet Cong were ready.
They did not come up this river very often, but when they did, we would get information that a boat was coming. And because the route was narrow and the river shallow, we knew where to set up our ambush, and we would attack them.
The old veteran says the Americans fought well and says he knows nothing about the controversy over John Kerry's war record and doesn't much care. Kerry may have fought and killed Vietnamese, the old soldier says, but America and Vietnam are now friends. A few miles from the veteran's house, 66-year-old Nguyen Thi Út runs a convenience store, sort of a 7-Eleven on stilts, on the Bay Hop River. Three men pound nails into sheet metal for a new roof next door, while boats slowly make their way up and down the river. Though nominally a civilian during the war, Út cooked for Viet Cong units along the river, including her husband's. She, too, remembers the time when the swift boats came.
When we heard the sound of the boats in the distance, we hid, because we knew they would shoot fiercely at the riverbanks on both sides to clear their way. It was terrible. We had to hide and live in the forest for many years.
Út knows absolutely nothing about the upcoming U.S. election, nothing about President Bush, and almost nothing about his challenger, Kerry. But she knows enough to know she doesn't want to see Kerry president.
Why would I like him? Why would I like someone who shot at us all the time, who made us hide all the time? Why would I want him to be president of the U.S.?
Her son-in-law, 45-year-old Lê Thăng Thung, disagrees. He remembers hiding from the Americans, too, but he prefers to focus on the present. Thung Thu says he doesn't understand the controversy over Kerry's war record, and he says he would prefer Kerry over Bush.
I saw on television that Bush started the war in Iraq, so for that reason I don't like him. I think if Kerry became president, the war would be a less dangerous place.
Among those who profess to know or care about the upcoming election, and admittedly they are few, this seems to be the prevailing view. Cà Mau provincial official Vu Ni Luc.
What happened in the past is in the past, and Vietnam cannot influence who America chooses as its president. But for me, I like John Kerry better than Bush, and if he continues as president, I think the war in Iraq will be worse. But John Kerry had witnessed war, and we hope that he will know how to avoid wars. And he, like many other soldiers, understands that the past must be considered when deciding what happens now.
And that now, with the U.S. involvement in Iraq, looks very familiar to many Vietnamese to what happened here more than 30 years ago. Michael Sullivan, NPR News.